It's February 24th, 2012. I'm Dylan Christie.
And I'm Don MacArthur. Welcome to the Stars Rush Hour podcast. Big day yesterday over at the courthouse. Trevor Wilhelm was there, and a grieving father, George Ciretta, he spoke to the Star. There was a surprise plea in the case. A man, Peter Dale McDonald, had been charged with second-degree murder in the 12-year-old slaying of Michelle Ciretta, and he pleaded guilty to manslaughter.
Yeah, and the father, George Ciretta, was saying that he rushed up to the courthouse yesterday to hear. He was hoping that this would kind of be the close to this case. But while there is some closure and McDonald finally admitting to it, it still hurts, obviously, to have lost his daughter.
Okay, and here's a clip. This is George Ciretta outside the courthouse yesterday.
It's one hell of a feeling, let's put it that way. You don't expect to have one of your own, but the waiting time till they found her, that was the hard part. And then when we did find her, well, then we had the wake and that, but it was hard, and I never thought we'd ever find the killer. We knew who he was, but we couldn't prove it. So this has given me a good feeling to know that. Inside, it's a good feeling that we know the man committed it and admitted it, but that don't bring Michelle back. But we have to live with whatever the system says. You know?
Okay, that's pretty powerful stuff. Obviously, that's what a pain doesn't go away. I covered Dylan that initial story about 12 years ago when she was found. Dead on Droulard Road. It was, a pretty rough part of town. And she sort of she spent some time hanging around what was then called the New Song Church out on the road. And there was all kinds of drifters rolling in and out of there. And Peter Dale McDonald, in fact, this guy was a drifter. He was caught up in some other jackpots for a while. He was charged with the slaying of three sex trade workers in Toronto. He was handed a 7-year sentence yesterday. Which is sort of just academic because he's already serving a life sentence for the killing of a Toronto man.
Absolutely. And Trevor Wilhelm's story, which is in today's paper, it says that one of the main reasons he actually admitted to the Michelle's murder was for her father, for George, because Michelle always said how great a father he was, and he felt bad for him. So that's what inspired him to speak up at last.
Well, a killer with a heart. Who knows, but at least there's a bit of closure for George.
Absolutely. A Windsor family has been thrown in the midst of this Orange Emergency Service fiasco. They